AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands of people and a handful of surviving American D-Day veterans are gathering at the Normandy American Cemetery this morning to honor the thousands who fought and died 75 years ago today. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron are speaking at the Normandy American Cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach, one of the five codenamed beaches where thousands of men bled and died when Allied forces came ashore to push the Nazis out of France. Events marking the 75 years since the invasion began at dawn along those beaches. Five American veterans are being honored with France's Legion of Honor at today's ceremonies.
Talks resume today in Washington as the U.S. and Mexico try to find a way to avert a 5% tax President Trump is threatening to put on imports from Mexico. He wants Mexico to do more to stop immigrants from crossing the border. Both sides say there's progress, but President Trump says there's not nearly enough progress to stop the tax from taking effect next week. Earlier this morning, the president said this.
Told Mexico the tariffs go on, and I mean it too, and I'm very happy with it. And a lot of people, senators included, they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to tariffs. They have no, absolutely no idea.
President Trump speaking earlier this morning. Grieving families are beginning to hold services to lay to rest the 12 people who were killed during a workplace shooting in Virginia Beach, Virginia. There'll be a funeral today for 42-year-old Catherine Nixon, a compliance manager for the city of Virginia Beach. She was married with three children. Singer R. Kelly is expected to plead not guilty to 11 new sex-related felonies at his Chicago area arraignment today. This is AP Radio News. A new milestone in the measles outbreak.
Federal health officials say this year's measles epidemic has surpassed 1,000 cases. It was already declared the worst outbreak since 1992. Now 1,001 cases have been reported, mostly from outbreaks in New York in Orthodox Jewish communities. Measles had almost been wiped out in the 60s. Public health officials have been working on pushing vaccination compliance. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A power outage at Los Angeles International Airport last night diverted, delayed, or canceled dozens of flights. Hundreds of passengers got stuck on grounded aircraft for a short time. Airport officials say a 2-second power bump caused the whole airport to go dark, but electrical generators kicked in. Southwest Airlines diverted or canceled about 40 flights, according to a spokeswoman. The airline said it's running normally this morning. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.